Leviticus 25 and verse number 10 says, "Proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof." And I'd like to say good morning to everyone. It's good to be in the WATA studio today, and we thank the Lord for the opportunity to come this way. This is Pastor Wynn Greer of the Mount Lebanon Baptist Church in Vilas, North Carolina. I would like to take a moment to invite you to come and be with us if you are not part of a church family here in the High Country, and maybe you're looking. We'd love for you to come and visit. We are located 1 mile up Baird's Creek Road. That is just above the Willow Creek Golf Course. That is just off of Highway 105 South. We are about 3 miles exactly outside of the Boone city limits or town limits, and so not very far from Boone. We have a college ministry, Sunday school for all ages. We'd just love for you to come and to visit. We will have at the end of the radio broadcast our contact information, but I wanted to mention that this morning and invite you out. And I appreciate the church and their making this ministry, this radio broadcast possible. It is sponsored by, taken care of by the Mount Lebanon Baptist Church, and I'm the pastor there, and I thank the Lord for that opportunity that he has given me to do that. I want to mention before I get started today just a couple of things. In our area, we have a new Bible bookstore, the Grace Bible Baptist Bookstore, and I'm excited about that. And Brother Daniel Trantham, he's the pastor down at Clark's Creek, and he is started that, opened that bookstore up, and we're excited about what the Lord's going to do for them. You know, it's hard to go somewhere and find good, sound, Bible-based books, and it's hard to find even good King James Bibles, and so they've opened up for that type of ministry, and we appreciate that. And their number is 263-2935. That's 828-263-2935. And we'll talk more about that in the future, Lord willing. But I want to say good morning to everyone. Noah is busy today, and he is they're having a little meeting out there. So I want to welcome our visitors, our listeners, I mean. And that's those on WATA 1450 right here in Boone. And then our listeners on 690 AM WZAP in the Bristol area. We appreciate them listening in on Saturday mornings. And then on 89.1 FM KPGT, The Truth, in Watertown, South Dakota. We appreciate the opportunity to be on these fine radio stations. And what I want to talk about today is something just a little bit, I'll just give the title first, and then I'll get into the subject. But what I want to talk about today is concentration camps in America. Concentration camps in America. Maybe you're riding down the road. You said, "Did he say that right?" Yes, I said that right. Concentration camps in America. Usually when you think about concentration camps, you think about Germany. That's the first thing that comes to my mind. And you think about World War II, the Nazis, the Jews, the Polish people, all the many millions that were put to death in concentration camps in Germany. But I want to talk today about concentration camps in America. Before I get into the specifics of that, I've had something on my mind, and that is just the subject or the word liberty. I think we take liberty for granted in this day and time in which we live. You know, we use that word a lot, but I don't know that most people really appreciate what it means that we do have liberty, or the liberty that we do have here in America. We use that all the time. I open up the radio broadcast, "Proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof." The name of the radio broadcast is Blessings of Liberty. That comes from the preamble to the Constitution of the United States of America, where it says, "Secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity." And that is found in the preamble to the Constitution. It says, "The blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. And so it's a very precious word in our American vocabulary. But it is actually, first and foremost, a Bible word. Leviticus 25, verse number 10, is the first time you find the word liberty in the Bible. And it is God proclaiming to the children of Israel, proclaim liberty throughout all the land. The word proclaim means exactly that. It means to herald it. It means to cry it out, tell everybody, promote it, let it be known far and wide. Proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof, not just a select few, not just the rich people or the poor people, regardless of race or creed. It is a Bible doctrine. It is God's will. It is God's idea that men be free. And down throughout the centuries of time, men have not always been free. In fact, freedom has been a very rare thing down through the centuries of world history. Few and far between, until you get to the United States of America, do you really find liberty getting to have its great opportunity or day in the sun. But the idea of it comes from the Bible. Our song that we sing, My Country 'Tis of Thee, and where Samuel Francis Smith wrote that song, and in that song it says, author of liberty, talking about the Lord. He is the author of liberty. And so liberty is associated with the Bible. Liberty is associated with the gospel. The Bible says in John chapter 8 and verse 32, and liberty is just being free. John 8 and 32 says, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And so thank God for the truth that makes us free. Verse number 36 says, if the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. And so liberty is freedom. Thank God for freedom today that we have. Now, the opposite of liberty, we're going to get into what we're talking about today, concentration camps in America, the opposite of freedom is bondage. And that is not only the definition that you would find for it, but also we find that teaching in the Bible as well. The opposite of liberty is bondage. Galatians chapter 5, verse 1 says, Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. And so, once you've been set free, stand fast in that liberty. There's the warning in the Bible. Be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. You know, bondage, it does not have the same ring to it as freedom does. You know, if you took that verse, Leviticus 25 and 10, proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof, it just wouldn't have the same glorious ring to it if you put the word bondage in the place of liberty. You know, if the Bible said, proclaim bondage throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof, I just don't believe that the children of Israel would have got out there and celebrated and said, wow, did you hear what God said? We're going to be slaves. Whoopee. We're going to be servants. We're going to be serfs. We're going to be subjects. That's the message from God, that we're all going to be in bondage. That is the opposite of liberty. I do not believe that most people realize how dear freedom is and how close we are to losing our freedoms here in America, our civil liberties that we have. The freedoms that we enjoy today, they are just literally being attacked on every side, from every angle. Our forefathers, they realized how precious liberty was because they went from bondage to liberty. We are in liberty, and we know nothing but liberty. And so we don't have anything to compare it to. And most people, it's just not as precious to them as it should be. Patrick Henry, he said this about liberty. He said, guard with jealous attention the public liberty we ought to be paying attention to what is going on in our nation at all times, and we ought to guard with jealous attention the public liberty. Just like Patrick Henry said, everywhere you turn, liberty is under attack. Washington is against liberty. Many, many laws that are coming out of Congress, executive orders being signed by the president, many of these. It is amazing if you just know what's going on in our government, how many of these are attacking our personal liberties. We're not talking about the terrorists in some other country. We're talking about our government watching, spying, regulating, law-abiding American citizens, every aspect of our life. Washington, when I say Washington, I mean the federal government, is against our civil liberties and attacking on every hand. Hollywood is against it. The liberal, the left, is against it. A liberal religion, many local governments attacking people's personal liberties that they have. The press is against it. I've seen something last week, I believe it was, and it was talking about all this talk about gun rights and all this talk about legislation. And Joe Biden made the statement that they were depending upon what he called legitimate media to help promote gun control. What he's talking about is the media, by and large, that's supposed to be free and exercise freedom of speech, is in the pocket of the government and does the government's bidding. And I have noticed, I mean, you cannot open up the newspaper. I seen something just before I left the house today, and the local station in Charlotte, North Carolina, has said this week they were going to look at the facts concerning guns in America. And I thought to myself, I'm sure that'll be an unbiased, I don't know for sure, but if it's like everything else you see from the mainstream media, it'll just be a slam against gun owners and gun rights and all along those lines. Even the military. I was talking to a gentleman in the past couple of weeks. He's in the military. And I asked him, I said, what are people talking about with all this gun control, and is it ever mentioned? Is it ever talked about? And he said a lot of people in the military, they're afraid to say anything about anything because there's such a push in the military to be neutral in all things and not say anything, not say what you really feel about anything. And so there's this push, there's this pressure against liberty. Big headlines this past week, if you have paid any attention to the news and what's going on, drones take to the skies in America. Not only are we using drones against our enemies in foreign countries, but now there's a big push for drones to be over the skylines of America. And this is something that's been, police departments in big cities are using drones. The Department of Homeland Security, there was a headline today, said Homeland Security advances plan for public safety drones. These drones are this unmanned aircraft with the ability to spy and look and go about undetected and watch what you're doing, where you're going, things of this nature. And they've already come out, and, you know, the government has assured that, don't worry, we won't arm them. The Bill of Rights is under attack in America. You see, if we don't have liberty, the opposite of that is bondage. The Bill of Rights, the First, the Second, the Fourth Amendments. You know, there's 10 original amendments in the original Bill of Rights. They were made effective December 15th, 1791. Most people can't explain what they are. But the First Amendment, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. The Second Amendment, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. The Fourth Amendment, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against the unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall issue but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particular describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. And so we think about, you can't even go to the airport and travel about freely in this country without being unreasonably searched. I mean, you're searched to your very core. You go through a cancer-causing radiation machine, and if you deny to do that, they'll just publicly humiliate you there. And if you've flown lately, I flew twice last year, and I've just about decided the only reason I would fly again is for the gospel, certainly not for fun. There's nothing fun in it anymore. But I'm very concerned that our nation is going down a bad road, a bad way. This push for gun control could very well push our nation into a state of civil war in this country. Americans just will not stand. I don't believe that they will forfeit their Second Amendment rights. I don't believe they should forfeit their Second Amendment rights under any circumstances. Listen, if it is ever right to surrender them, then it was never right to fight for them to begin with, for our freedom. And to put into our nation's constitution a Bill of Rights that assured that the people would be armed. That militia that it's talking about, that is not the National Guard. I've heard people talk about, oh, now that we've got the National Guard, now that we've got the military, now that we've got the police force, we don't need a militia. But the militia is simply the armed citizenry. If we do not have a armed citizenry that regulates the military, the National Guard, rogue law enforcement, then we are subjects. We are serfs. We are slaves. Somebody has to regulate the military. Somebody has to regulate the government. And the armed citizenry, that is exactly what it does. The well-regulated militia, Tench Cox, he was a representative to the Continental Congress in 1788 from the state of Pennsylvania. And he actually wrote about the Bill of Rights and what it meant, specifically the Second Amendment. He said this about it. He said, "Who are the militia? Are they not ourselves? Is it feared then that we shall turn our arms, each man, against his own bosom? Congress have no power to disarm the militia. Their swords and every other terrible implement of the soldier are the birthright of the American. The unlimited power of the sword is not in the hands of either the federal or state governments, but where, I trust in God, it will ever remain in the hands of the people. It is not the National Guard that is the militia. It is the people. The people regulate them. The people, the armed citizenry, evens out the force of power in our nation." But I'm talking today about concentration camps in America. And I know how people are. They say it could never happen here. We've got the National Guard. We don't have to be armed. Private citizens don't have to be armed. It could never happen here. Nothing like that could ever happen here. What I want to talk about in the remaining 10 or 12 minutes today is what took place February the 19th, 1942. February the 19th, 1942, 71 years ago. I would say very few people know what happened February the 19th, 71 years ago. And I'm reading from an article called "A Black Stain on American History." And it says today marks the 71st anniversary of FDR, that's Franklin Delano Roosevelt, signing Executive Order 9066, which authorized the indefinite detention of nearly 150,000 people on American soil. The order authorized the Secretary of War and the United States Army to create military zones from which any or all persons may be excluded. The order left who might be excluded to the military's discretion. When President Franklin D. Roosevelt inked his name to Executive Order 9066 on February 19, 1942, it opened the door for the roundup of some 120,000 Japanese Americans and Japanese citizens living along the west coast of the United States and their imprisonment in concentration camps. In addition, between 1,200 and 1,800 people of Japanese descent watched the war from behind barbed wire fences in Hawaii. Of those interns, 62% were United States citizens. The United States government also caged around 11,000 Americans of German ancestry and some 3,000 Italian Americans. Now, a lot of people don't know this. I never learned it in school. But during World War II, there were concentration camps in America. Japanese Americans, Germans, Italians were kept in concentration camps in America. It says today people, and I said that, I'm going back to the article now. Today, people around the country are saying never again and working to resist the same kind of arbitrary power to detain people with no due process written into the 2012 National Defense Authorization Act. Now, I've talked about that here on the radio broadcast. I've mentioned it several times. The NDAA Act of 2012. And I said back last summer that there was no difference between Obama and Romney. I remember when they were having a debate and the question was asked of them, how do you feel about her? What about the NDAA? And the what basically that does is authorizes, once again, the military or the powers that be, Homeland Security, FBI, whoever in the federal government, to round up people without due process and to detain them indefinitely, which means no call, no lawyer. Your family, if this happened to an individual, their family wouldn't even know what happened to them or where they were taken to. And so this has been put into law once again in America through the National Defense Authorization Act of 2012. Well, Senator Bob Haskowa is one of the people that is opposing that. And following is the story of his family's personal experience with indefinite detention and what he's trying to do about it. He said, for most Americans, the debate over indefinite detention provisions written into the National Defense Authorization Act plays out primarily as an academic exercise. The average Joe walking down Main Street, USA, simply doesn't worry about armed government thugs snatching him up, throwing him in the back of a van, and hauling him off to some camp somewhere. It says his family lived it. Hasegawa's parents, grandparents, uncles and aunts, along with their entire community, spent 3 years living in barrack shacks behind barbed wire and armed guards at Minidoka internment camp in southern Idaho, not knowing if or when they would ever get out. I know that to be for a fact. When we were missionaries in Idaho, we lived in Cache County. The area that we lived in was called the Minnecasia area, because two counties shared the river there, the Snake River. One was north, one was south, and they called the area the Minnecasia, sort of like we call our area the High Country. But Minna was short for Minidoka. That was the county on the north of the Snake River. We lived in Cache County, just across the river. They shared the same Walmart, you know, got on the interstate, the same exit and all like that. I asked one of the men in the church. We'd went out. I hadn't been there very long. And we'd went out to eat with a family in the church. And I asked him, I said, why is there so many, I said at the time, I think I said Hawaiian-looking people. in this area. I'm talking about southern Idaho, rural. And I said, that just surprises me. I said, why are there so many Japanese or Hawaiian is what I said. But I said, that, you know, this just doesn't. He said, because of the concentration camps. I said, what in the world are you talking about? And he told me, and we lived right across the river from where they had rounded up and held these Japanese Americans during World War II. And when they let them out after World War II, many stayed in the area and raised their families. If you go to southern Idaho, Twin Falls, Pocatello, Burley, Minidoka, you will find there are Japanese Americans still living in that area. How they got there was that is the closest place when they were let free at the end of World War II. Many of them stayed there. So this is very interesting part of our history that most people do not know anything about. Anyway, Congressman, I believe it is, Hasgua, his family, this is his family's story about that. I won't have time to read all of it, but it happened in America that Japanese Americans were rounded up. And this gentleman, he is fighting against this NDAA. Hasgua said he often runs into the "it could never happen to me" mentality. He said that makes me think of the German priest's quote about Nazi Germany. The Lutheran pastor Martin Niemöller. And Martin Niemöller said in Nazi Germany, he said, first they came for the communists, and I didn't speak out because I wasn't a communist. Then they came for the socialists, and I didn't speak out because I wasn't a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionists, and I didn't speak out because I wasn't a trade unionist. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak for me. And so it is important that we speak out while we have the opportunity. With his family's experience motivating him, Hasegawa, and I'm sorry if I'm butchering his name, decided he needed to step up and speak for any future victims of unjust federal force. On February 1st, he filed SB 5511 in Washington Senate. The bill condemns sections of the NDAA, allowing for indefinite detention without due process. I was reading an article last night about the way gun laws are in Canada. Don't think if they don't call for a national registration that there will not be confiscation. I'm telling you, if you are not a student of history, you need to find out what happens when governments are pushing for gun control. And that is what is happening in America. It always results in loss of personal freedom. It always results in the persecution of those that do not agree with what the government's doing. It has always resulted in confiscation of land, financial penalties, and many, many times it has resulted in genocide. Russia, China, Germany, those that don't agree, put to death. You know, the greatest killer of people in the 20th century has been the governments of the world that have pushed for gun control, gained it, and murdered their own citizens. It is very important for our liberty that we pay attention to what's going on, be vocal about it, do everything we can to stop the tide of the loss of personal liberties. It's important that we do this. Our time is quickly coming gone. You know, the greatest freedom that you need is freedom from sin and self and Satan. And that is only found by and through the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus said, or the Bible says, if the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. I hope you know that greatest freedom of all, and that is the freedom that comes through a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for listening.
This has been Blessings of Liberty, brought to you by Pastor Wynn Greer, the Mount Lebanon Baptist Church, located in Vilas, North Carolina. If you'd like to reach us, our contact information is 828-963-4596. That's 828-963-4596. Or you can reach us through our church website at mountlebanonbc.org. That's MTLEBA nonbc.org.